Welcome to Healthy Choices with Austin's favorite pharmacy, Peoples. We're ready for your call right now, 512-836-0590 or toll free, 877-590-KLBJ.
And welcome to the show today, along with your hosts, Don Welch and Ray Solano from People's Pharmacy. I'm Kenny Rahmeyer. We're glad to have you with us, and we're going to put our roundtable discussion on hold for just a moment because there's a special event coming up very soon. We have a special guest to tell us about that. The special guest is Dr. Tom O'Brien, and Ray, this is about gluten. It's a gluten summit, and let's tell our listeners why we think that's important and why they might be interested in this free seminar.
Well, you know, we are finding that gluten is tied to so many chronic diseases and so many problems we have with our health care, from obesity to diabetes to blood pressure, that people that are sensitive to gluten, that people just need to be aware that a lot of the foods that they're eating is really causing the problem. So, you know, Dr. O'Brien's put together this summit of some of the most respected professionals to get the word out for everybody. And it's a free seminar, so we invited Dr. O'Brien to give people just a brief overview of what's coming up here today.
Dr. Tom, welcome to KLBJ. Thanks for being with us. And tell us why some of our listeners might be interested in this gluten-free summit.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to you again today. The bottom line is, when people are doing things to try and be healthier, they're following their doctor's advice, or they're changing their diet, they're trying to lose a little weight, they're trying to get their energy back, whatever the concern is that they have, and they're feeling a little bit better, but they're not feeling great yet. The question is, how come I'm not feeling great if I'm following the advice or the things I've been reading about? And for many, many people, the problem is an unrecognized sensitivity to the foods that we're eating. And the most common food is gluten. And it's hundreds of thousands of people are finding out, I'm not sure every day, I can say every day, but quite regularly, that gluten is a problem for them, and they never knew it, because it's one of the most common foods that we eat. So this whole movement for a gluten-free diet, it's not a fad. There are some people saying it's not a fad. It's going to get more pronounced, and it's why the industry, $3.5 billion last year in gluten-free foods, it's why the industry keeps growing, is because people are finding out they're losing weight, their energy comes up, their migraines go away, their seizures go away, the infertility changes, the lost, the miscarriages stop. The list goes on and on of what might happen if they have an unrecognized gluten sensitivity. Well, I've been teaching about this for many years, teaching doctors and the general public, and I've decided we need to get the message out even more. So I've interviewed 29 of the world's leaders, the people in the world who don't talk to the public most of the time, the scientists. I've gone to Oxford, England. I've gone to Harvard. I've interviewed the best in the world who were very willing to give an hour of their time to answer these questions because they saw that this is really about getting the message out. We're airing all of these interviews November 11th through the 17th for free. Everything is for free. And it's going to be on the website there, that Ray Solano's website. I don't know the name of that website, but Ray will announce it in a minute. And you can find the link there to go and register. It's all free. You're going to hear world-class nutritionists from Harvard who are going to tell you, how do you order in a restaurant? What do you do when you travel? What do you send your kids to school with for lunch? How do you do this? And then you'll hear the scientists and researchers, and I interrupt them regularly. I say, excuse me, professor, I'm going to interrupt you during the interview if there's a question that or if there's a point our listeners might not understand. And I did that many times. Excuse me, professor, Flum, did you just say yes? Does that mean yes? So for our listeners, would that mean that's exactly what it means? So I've tried to make this as easy to flow with, and it's all free. There's no hidden gimmicks. There's nothing being sold. It's all free. I just want hundreds of thousands of people to hear this message and then just ask the question, could it be gluten as to why I'm not feeling better yet? Could it be gluten? If you ask the question, then we're going to show you in these interviews, what do you do about it? How do you find out? How do you talk to your doctors about it? And we have tens of thousands of doctors already who have signed up to listen to this, because the world-class people we're talking to are the top people in the world that wrote the chapters in the textbooks that the doctors studied from.
Okay, doctor, so let's, I just want to be clear about this. You said this was November 11th through the 17th, and this is an online discussion, is that right?
That's correct. It's online. It's all free. You can listen to them 24 hours a day. They'll be up, so that you can go listen to them any time of day or night you want. It won't be for just one block of time. They'll be up for 24 hours, four a day. Then they come down. The next four go up. So, and we'll send out announcements to everyone who registers, who's speaking tomorrow, what are the topics they're talking about, what are some of the pearls, the bullet points. So people will have all that information so they can pick and choose whatever they want to listen to for free.
Okay, very good. Well, that's a great overview. We appreciate it. And peoplesrx.com is where they can get more information. Is that right,
Ray? Exactly. We've got links on our website. And Dr. O'Brien, we're going to have you back on the show when we can talk more about it, because this is really an important subject.
Thank you so much, Dr. O'Brien, for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you both very much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
You bet. So that's November 11th through the 17th. It sounds like it's certainly structured, so it's at your convenience. You can tap in and listen to the experts, and it's as easy as registering at peoplesrx.com.
It's easy, and you know what? There's no test at the end, and we, you know, that's what our show is about, is to educate people on some of the important things in your health that you can take responsibility for.
And with that, let's jump into our roundtable, and we invite you to join us as well at 512-836-0590. If you have a question or a comment about some of the things that we were talking about today, we do have a couple of other special guests coming up, by the way, are going to be talking with us about women's heart disease and also about some hard-to-treat skin disorders. Two separate guests to talk with us about that today. But first, some of the medical headlines in the news this week. And one of these, as it's a cold and flu season right now, flu shots may reduce risk of heart attacks, strokes, and even death. This from the L.A. Times had this article. And, Ray, you're kind of smiling / smirking over there. So what's up with this?
Well,
you're a little bit of cynicism, do I detect here?
Well, you know, it's the same thing we hear from the American Medical Association every year, that the flu shots have tremendous amount of benefits. So, again, we really think that flu shots should be a decision between you and your doctor. And some people may not be able to do it.
This says that, you know, the research from the Journal of American Medical Association says an added bonus to the flu shots is you'll reduce your risk of these cardiovascular events.
Well, we'll have to ask our new guest coming up, Dr. Simpson, her opinion of this, because you know what? I think there's probably some other solutions a little bit better if you really don't want to have the flu.
Okay, so if we go halfway around the world, the British Medical Journal has issued a call to all of those who want to ward off heart disease, forget the statins and bring back the bacon. This also from the LA Times, a cardiologist blaming empty carbs and added sugar.
Well, maybe that's the reason why everybody's got, we have a 35% obesity rate in this country. So I think finally we've probably heard really maybe the truth.
And so to reduce heart disease, I forget what the British Medical Journal has had to say here. If someone came in to you, Dawn, or to you, Ray, and said, we've got heart disease in my family, I've got some concerns, where should I look? What should I do? How would I begin to understand if this is something that affects me? What would your thoughts be there?
And again, I think this is where the article is going, is the being overweight by eating too many carbs and too many sugars is probably the first choice we should go to as far as those lifestyle changes. So that's pretty simple medicine.
And one of the supplements we usually use is fish oil, and that is a fat as well.
So it's not really the fats. If you intake fats, you're going to get fats in your arteries. So it's a little bit of a shift, because guess what? Up until the early 1900s, we didn't have heart disease like we have today. So something in our modern diet that's causing a problem.
And what about statins? As they mentioned, statins, right? You guys are in the pharmacy business. There's a lot of people who are on statin drugs today,
well,
right?
Well, now that it's off patent, you'll find that a lot of studies are saying, you know what? There's probably a lot of higher incidence in type 2 diabetes with statins. There's also a higher incidence of dementia with statins. And also, we were finding out just recently from this weekend that some of the aging process is accelerated with statins. So the wonder drug may be having some veneer come off of it.
One of the huge headlines in medical news this week has to do with the Food and Drug Administration recommending imposing far more severe restrictions on the most commonly used narcotic pain-killing drugs here in the United States. Hydrocodone is one that's referenced here as one of the most prevalent. Your thoughts on the FDA seemingly starting to crack down on this real high-powered stuff?
This has been an ongoing fight between the FDA and the DEA for almost 10 years because the biggest painkillers that are being abused in the market are hydrocodone or Vicodin. And finally, they're going to make it more restrictive with it being a Schedule II narcotic. It's going to make it much more difficult for those prescriptions to be written because all the states have very strict guidelines for, and again, these have no refills, and they have, the prescriptions can only be used, I guess, only enough supply for 90 days, depending on what state it's going to be in. But it's going to tremendously reduce the accessibility of this drug.
And they've done this partly in response to this is the kind of drug that people are doctor shopping, right? And going to as many pharmacists as they can to try to get a prescription refilled because obviously they're abusing the drug.
It's right, along with the other painkillers out there. So, and again, it's going to kids and it's going to people that are not supposed to be having the drugs as well.
Now, here's a headline that didn't get nearly as much attention, but you brought it to our attention, Ray, and we'll give our listeners the head up because the same agency, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, as they're trying to clamp down on hydrocodone, also approving an extended release version of hydrocodone, despite a recommendation by the advisory committee that they shouldn't do this because of potential for abuse. So on the one hand, they're cracking down, but on the other hand, they're saying, well, there's this extended release version. Let's get that out there. So what about this?
We were really troubled by this because when you get the extended release versions of hydrocodone, what that means is they're going to chew them like candy or M&Ms, and you're going to get an immediate release, and you're going to have a very, very addictive product. So we think that's really a step back, but, you know, unfortunately, we don't understand what the logic here is. But you know what? I think it's very important for people to be very concerned about any hydrocodone products because it can be very addictive.
I'll again be somewhat cynical because I don't know much about the company behind this specific drug and so forth, but is there a chance that the lobbyists for Big Pharma have worked on this particular agency, maybe some in Congress and so forth, to say, you know, I mean, they're going against their own advisory committee and approving this. Something's behind this, maybe big money?
There is a lot of money being made in painkillers, and all the medicines and all the physicians' pain clinics. This is a huge problem. So if any one of your family members has problems with getting off this medication, you know, we're here to volunteer to help to give them some solutions.
512-836-0590 here on KLBJ. Concerns not only about drugs that people are taking, but you probably have seen or heard about this headline also from the FDA actively investigating consumer complaints about these jerky pet treats causing your dogs and your cats to get sick. Really, the news started to hit on this a week or two ago, and it's really been out there this week. What's up with these pet treats?
Well, these are pet treats that are being imported from China, and the FDA has no idea what is causing the problem. We're talking of hundreds and even thousands of animals that are getting ill from these. I guess they're pretty expensive treats, right?
Right. Well, it's well known that when you dry them out, you soak them in a lot of chemicals to dry them faster. And then as they dry, these chemicals are still on these raw hides. And because they're coming from China, there's no way the FDA can control what the chemicals are that they're using to make the raw hides from.
So I think the alert is if anybody has any in his house, there's lots of other alternatives.
Yeah, no, don't give your animals any raw hides.
Yeah, and the best advice, I suppose, I mean, this is not a part of their regular diet per se, right?
No,
these are treats. The dogs and cats don't have to have these things, right? So you're not going to harm the dog or the cat by saying you can't have the jerky treat.
And I would not wait for the FDA to come up with what's causing a problem. I think I just take them off the shelf now.
512-836-0590 here on KLBJ. I mentioned a couple of special guests coming up. One to talk with us about women's heart disease. Another guest next half hour to talk about some of the hard-to-treat skin disorders that a lot of us run into, like eczema and some others. We'll talk about all of that. And again, we welcome your phone calls here. 512-836-0590 on KLBJ.
Let's talk about your healthy choices with Austin's favorite pharmacy, Peoples. We have room for you now, 512-836-0590 or toll free 877-590-KLBJ.
Special guest, Dr. Nancy Simpkins, coming up in just a moment to talk with us about women's heart disease. First, to the phones, David in Georgetown on KLBJ. Hi.
Hi, I heard you talking about hydrocodone. I've got oxycodone. Is that the same?
Well, oxycodone is a Schedule II narcotic as well, and it is much more addictive and has much more is problematic, and that's the reason why it is so restrictive. They're actually going to be putting hydrocodone in that same category now. So a lot of people were taking hydrocodone along with oxycodone or during those periods. So now they're actually putting them in the same category now.
David, thanks for calling in on KLBJ, 512-836-0590. If you'd like to join us, our next guest is Dr. Nancy Simpkins. She's an internist. For over 25 years, she's had a practice involved in all aspects of internal medicine with a focus on women's health, and we welcome Dr. Simpkins to the show today. Dr. Nancy, thanks for being with us on KLBJ today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Dr. Simpkins, you know, a lot of people still are misunderstanding that heart disease is not just a male disorder. It affects a lot of women as well, doesn't it?
Dr. Simpkins?
Hi, sorry. Now I can hear you.
Okay.
My question was, you know, we're trying to build awareness for women's health issues and especially heart disease. It's not really just a disease for men anymore. And it seems like, you know, it's still people may misunderstand as to what are some of the symptoms and how can it affect them, right?
Well, I think what most women fear, of course, is dying of breast cancer, when really one in three women will die of heart disease. So it is a real entity for women, and it is something that we really have to know about. And the symptoms in women are different than in men. And it doesn't follow the natural course that it follows in men. So women really have to know their bodies. They have to know their blood pressure, and they have to know their cholesterol, and they have to know their fitness level and their family history. And a whole lot goes into women's heart disease.
You know, some of the symptoms that, blood pressure, like you mentioned, is something that women should be very cognizant of as well. What are some of the other ones that that people should be aware of?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, the classic chest pressure that men feel, women don't often feel with heart disease, better known as coronary artery disease. Women do not have those symptoms. Women are more likely to experience shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, back pain, jaw pain, any type of symptoms such as dizziness, lightheadedness, fainting, anything that is a symptom that a woman has not experienced before should be a red flag to speak with their doctor about.
Well, and also we see a lot of people that, they may misunderstand it, but also obesity is also a risk factor as well, that it actually is a direct correlation between the two as well, right?
That is true, and also obesity leads to type 2 diabetes, which is a direct risk factor for heart disease. So being fit and being of the proper weight and walking every day and keeping your cholesterol low, those are all things that women can do to prevent the onset of heart disease.
Let's stop right there for just a moment, a quick news break, and we're back with our special guest, Dr. Nancy Simpkins, to talk more about women's heart disease here on Healthy Choices with Austin's favorite pharmacy, Peoples.
Let's talk about your healthy choices with Austin's favorite pharmacy, Peoples.
We have room for you now at 836-0590 or toll free 877-590-KLBJ.
And your host, Ray Solano and Don Welch from People's Pharmacy, continuing with our special guest, Dr. Nancy Simpkins, who has been focused on internal medicine for over 25 years, a particular focus on women's health. And as we continue with you, Doctor, I know Ray had a question he wanted to lead with here. Ray?
You know, Dr. Simpkins, we appreciate you bringing this important awareness to women because, like you said, there are a lot of them, we may be fixated on breast cancer, but we really need to be aware of the coronary heart disease. You come with five easy tips that, you know, things you can incorporate with your everyday life that may prevent heart disease. Maybe you can give us a few of those.
Sure. I think the number one thing is to, as you alluded to earlier, is to watch your weight. Being thin and fit and watching so that you do not become overweight or obese is the number one healthy tip. Number two, know your blood pressure. Number three, know your cholesterol numbers. Number four, get out every day and take a walk. 10,000 steps a day, I tell my patients, is optimal to keep coronary blood flow a perfect number, and it's easy to achieve. And the fifth thing is, if necessary, discuss with your doctor what medications or alternative treatments would be indicated to prevent heart disease.
Now, is there special questions you could ask your doctor when you see them? Because, you know, we see a lot of women that routinely go to their doctor, and, you know, their waist to their hip ratio is much like men used to be years ago. We're seeing much more women today with very large waistlines than we've ever seen before. But, you know, they're going to their physician and getting a checkup very regularly.
Right. I think what women should be discussing with their doctors in terms of this is, what is the proper amount of protein they should be eating in a day? What is the proper amount of carbohydrates? How could they safely take 10 pounds off of their frame? Because that middle belly fat that you're discussing has a direct correlation to heart disease. We cannot develop that belly fat. That's very dangerous. And that comes from excess carbohydrates.
Well, we also see, I think it starts early. I'm seeing the girls in that start out in high school, in college, right, Dawn? Mm-hmm. That have some of the, I guess, look similar symptoms that their moms would have with very large bellies. And I think it's it could be overuse of alcohol at an early age, but just maybe, and on top of it, a huge diet of carbohydrates, right?
I agree. I agree. An unsafe lifestyle or a lot of fast foods. And, you know, we have a very fast-moving society, and we do everything quickly, and there's never enough time to chop up the vegetables and grill the fish. And so people just go through the drive-thru and have some French fries, and that all begins to add up.
Well, I think that's got to start sometime, right?
Right.
And I think, you know, Doctor, as Ray was saying, what are the right questions? I happen to be watching an episode of, what's his name, Dr. Oz with mm-hmm. my mom, you know, this week. And one of his big segments was about questions that women are afraid to ask their physicians. And so even in the, you know, privacy of a closed-door session, one-on-one with their doctors, you know, women and guys too, frankly, I mean, we're hesitant to ask about things that are really important and are really meaningful, and this surely falls in that category.
I agree, and I think what I tell patients to do is to write them down so before they come so they don't forget them. And I classically call that the doorknob questions, meaning as I turn to leave the room and put my hand on the doorknob, that is when the personal questions begin to flow.
Because they've wanted to ask, they finally build up the courage right as you're leaving the room, right? One more thing, just like Columbo, the old Columbo
show,
right?
Always the one more thing, which is the most important thing of the day.
Yeah.
Well, also, you know, we tell people that it's very difficult to lose weight if you can't sleep. And the proper, you know, it's, some people say, that, well, I take an Ambien every day, so I guess I must be sleeping okay. But what do you tell your patients that about how to get it, start with sleep? How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel that patients have to establish a routine. I use sleeping pills as a last resort. I would much rather people establish a good sleep routine, meaning, you know, no stimulants, no caffeine after 12 o'clock, read a good book, turn off all of your electronics, which tend to stimulate our neurological system, and get yourself into a routine of going to sleep at the same time every night. And most people, if they can follow a routine, will sleep. And sometimes they will need an over-the-counter sleep aid and using a sleeping pill as a last resort.
I think that's probably a good start. Doctor, do you have a website that people can some of these tips can be people can see them online?
I do. My website is nancysimpkinsmd.com. And I would love for your listeners to go and learn things. We put up, you know, weekly blogs. We have a lot of tips. There's a lot of media appearances there that have really good information for people. And I thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Nancy Simpkins, for being with us today on KLBJ. As always,
thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You bet. You too. As always, information about the guest as well as contact information available at peoplesrx.com.
Exactly. And I think what we're seeing in this new age of health is that people are getting connected with experts like this, and we had a couple of them on here today, and they're getting constant little reminders. You know, they may be, you know, years ago we would consider them all spam, but now I'm seeing some very, very well-respected newsletters and content that people can read on a daily basis that can educate them on health, because I'm seeing this trend that people are extremely interested in getting healthy. And it's not just really the people that are unhealthy trying to get healthy. It's the people that are very healthy. They want to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people that are passionate. They want to know what their blood pressure is. They want to know what their homocysteine levels are, because they know the cost of being unhealthy. So we're seeing the shift that's going on here today. And I think it's good, because people are recognize the value of that.
Still a long way to go. We saw an article a week or so ago about obesity levels not necessarily declining, but they've at least leveled off a little bit. So maybe the awareness factor, right? We've got a long ways to go. You just look around. You know,
yeah.
We've still got a lot of work to do. But at least the awareness factor, it's what this show is all about, trying to help raise the awareness, help educate listeners about the things they need to know about and the things they need to ask about.
And we're so fortunate here in Austin. There's so many places to get really good food, even if in some fast food situations here.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, because Halloween is this coming week. And before the end of the show, we're going to have a couple of tips on some things that you might want to give the kids other than the obligatory sugary sweets that we know that's what they want when they're coming door to door. But the folks from People's Pharmacy are going to have a couple of other suggestions for you along those lines.
That's right. We're going to call it a survival guide for Halloween, because in some families, it can get pretty out of control.
Now, another special guest coming up in just a moment to talk with us about some of these really difficult skin disorders. And eczema is one of those that we talked about before the show, Dawn, that you know our guests are going to focus on briefly. What is eczema? Maybe what are some of the other skin disorders that a lot of people have or are afflicted with and are looking for some relief?
Well, it can also be called psoriasis is another one, where the skin is really flaky, burning, itchy, scaly, flaky, and nothing seems to work. They go from hydrocortisone creams to antibiotic creams, from one doctor to another doctor. It's a quite challenging condition for both medical doctors as well as natural medicine. Dr. Ma is a Oriental medical doctor, so he's an acupuncturist and licensed herbalist.
And we find a lot of Western medicines have not been able to treat this. So some of the, I think it would be very interesting for Dr. Ma's treatments in the Eastern medicines are really functionally understanding what's causing the problem and having some good success.
And he's brought that background into a specific product or a formula, right, that he's going to tell us about, a formula for inflammatory skin conditions like eczema and some of the others.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have that discussion and more of your phone calls too, 512-836-0590. You can join us here on KLBJ.
Choices with Austin's favorite pharmacy. Peoples. We have room for you now at 836-0590 or toll free 877-590-KLDJ.
It's 548 here on Healthy Choices with Austin's favorite pharmacy, Peoples. Don Welch and Ray Solano here. I'm Kenny Rahmeyer as well. They're from Peoples Pharmacy. I'm with KLBJ. We're taking your phone calls at 512-836-0590 as we talk about your health and as we wait to connect with our next special guest. Such an important topic, too, and we don't want to cut it too short. So if we're not able to establish contact with them here shortly, we may hold them over to another time because some of these problematic skin conditions, I know we could spend a fair amount of time on those, and I think would be of interest to our listeners. So in the meantime, lots of other headlines to get to. One of these that we wanted to be sure that we stay on top of is, because we've talked about it a few times, it's the New Jersey Governor, Chris Christie, who, according to the latest reports, this from CBS News, is losing weight steadily. If you remember, he had some pretty, what I think you all would say, was some pretty drastic surgery here, right? He's a big guy, took some drastic measures to lose weight.
He did the gastric bypass, and guess what? It forces him to change his diet, and I believe that's what he's done. So he's probably has a lower calorie diet than he had before, but a lot of different foods he's probably only he can eat now.
Yeah, and he's adopted, according to this report, a healthy diet. He's exercising four times weekly. So we said we'd keep you posted on that. He's in a reelection race, and he's trying to stay on top of that, and so we've got a ways to go until that happens, but we're going to keep you posted.
Is he trying to be an example for his state, or is he?
Maybe for all of us. You know, what the heck? I don't know about the drastic surgery and that, but certainly exercise regimen and a healthy diet and sticking to that. I mean, let's face it, this guy needed to lose some weight, right?
Well, that's right.
So
I mean,
if he stays on track and he accomplishes his goal, it'll be a great success story to point to, right?
We'll just watch it carefully.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Let's get to one of our guests with us today. We mentioned Dr. Ma, who is right here in Austin, and Michelle Rovner is the CEO and co-founder of Harmony Herbal. She oversees the operations, the distribution, and the marketing. She got her MBA here from University of Texas. Michelle, thanks for being with us on KLBJ today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yes, and we're very interested in learning more about how, Dr. Ma's treatments for skin disorders. That's something we see in the pharmacy all the time. Mm-hmm. And people just get so discouraged because they've tried everything. And they come to us and say, what do you have to help? And so maybe you can give us a little bit of shed some light on some remedies that you found to be very helpful.
Exactly. I actually met Dr. Ma because I myself had eczema and had tried a lot of different treatments. And most of the time, when you think about how Western medicine views, skin inflammation, it treats or it tries to suppress the inflammation that you're experiencing in the body. And the moment you stop taking those products, oftentimes you get rebound eczema or dermatitis where it comes back worse than you had it before. And the philosophy really with Chinese medicine and traditional herbal medicine is to rebalance the underlying systems of the body. So you're not just treating the symptom, you're kind of going to the root of the problem. So I met Dr. Ma, and truly after taking his formula within about a couple of weeks, I noticed a marked improvement, and they were using it in his practice in the clinic, and we just decided it's such a great product because so many people have inflammatory skin conditions that we would make that more available to everyone.
Now, many times the skin conditions can be tied to the liver, right, Dawn? Toxicities of the liver, is that what you found?
Absolutely. If you look at how traditional herbal medicine views skin inflammation, it really is too much heat in the body, or what we view in Western terms as inflammation, which is generated by the liver's inability to clean the blood. The liver really is responsible for a lot of different functions in our body, and cleaning the blood and getting the toxins out of the blood is one of them. And when it's not effectively doing its job, those toxins have to come out some way. And in skin inflammation, it comes out as rashes, it comes out as itching, it can come out as like tenification on the skin, which is where you kind of get the alligator looking skin, where the skin sort of gets silvery and builds up. What Chinese medicine tries to do is basically rebalance and get that liver to effectively clean the blood better and to reduce some of the inflammation in the body through cooling herbs. And there's also herbs in the formula that help address itching as well, because that's a common problem with a lot of people with eczema.
So would you please share with the listeners, how do you usually recommend them to take these Chinese herbs? Because I know traditionally herbs are in Chinese medicine are boiled and stewed. And I know these come in capsules, so I think the listeners should know that.
Yeah, absolutely. If you were, yes, you're right. If you were to go to the university and get a formula, it would come in a tea, but it's just easier with our Western lifestyle to take a capsule. And it's three capsules twice a day. And the nice thing about it is we found that most people, once they get relief, don't have to stay on the product. They're able to come off the product until they have, another incident, later down the road. Sometimes they don't, but, you know, we get exposed to things, you know, particularly people with food allergies or other issues or stress. Stress can set off eczema. And so they find that when they have an outbreak, they're able to take the product for, 2 to 4 weeks and get it under control. And they're able to come off of it for the most part until, an event in the future.
Well, Michelle, one of the things that we hear all the time is we see quality and we see Chinese herbs, we see safety. Could you maybe give us a little bit of assurances here as to what we're talking about to make sure we don't have another problem?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, our products are manufactured here. They're manufactured at an FDA-registered facility in California. And so we go through very rigorous testing that meets the FDA's what they call GMP requirements. And so all the herbs are authenticated, which means we've verified that they are what they are. They're tested for bacteria, yeast, mold, and heavy metals by independent third-party labs. And so they're very clean herbs. And then the herbs themselves are they're gentle herbs. There's no toxicity in any of the herbs. And in fact, some people actually double the dose if they're having really severe full body breakouts. You're able to do that with this because the herbs are very gentle.
And we have Dr. Ma here in town. They could probably also go and see him and even get it going better. Isn't he just right off of MOPAC?
Well, he is. He's the Dean of Herbal Medicine at the Academy, but his private office is on, it's on Spicewood and Mesa, so very convenient. We're really fortunate to have someone like him here in Austin because he, in addition to his MD, he's a PhD in herbal medicine, but his the man that he trained under was a 19th generation doctor dating back to the Ming Dynasty, which is kind of a rare and special designation, and he was his apprentice. And so he's pretty special in that circle.
Very good. Michelle Rovner, thanks so much. We look forward to having Dr. Ma on at some point to talk further about this, and we appreciate you giving us a good overview. How about some contact information if our listeners would like to follow up after the show?
Great. Yeah, we have a website, which is harmonyherbal.com, and I know the product is in all the people's pharmacies at this point, and so a lot of the practitioners there can answer further questions about the product if you need, or you're also welcome to call us at our 1-800 number, and it's 877-531-5587, and that number's on our website as well, harmonyherbal.com. But I do know all the practitioners and all the people's pharmacies, all the wellness staff can answer questions as well about the product and to help you determine if it's right for you.
Very good. Michelle Rovner, thanks so much for being with us on KLBJ today.
Thank you.
And as always, information about this topic available at peoplesrx.com, along with all of our other guests, especially we kicked off the show, if you just joined us, about a gluten summit coming up in November 11th through the 17th. All the information about that available at peoplesrx.com. Before we run out of time, a couple of thoughts on what we can give the kids for Halloween that would be a little healthier than the normal stuff.
Well, first I always like to start with what you're going to give them before they go trick-or-treating. Make sure they have a really good dinner that doesn't have a lot of potatoes and macaroni and cheese. Really good dinner. So they're actually hungry and they're just about the experience more than gobbling down the candy as they go down the street. You always want to focus on the candy that has high fructose corn syrup. If you can try to keep this candy out of their bag, that's very beneficial. There's some really good xylitol chewing gums that are on the market, and the Pur gum is now actually a GMO-free xylitol. Ginger chews are not always the hottest thing for the kiddos, but they are fun. And we were also talking about the Panda's licorice. There's a little bit of wheat in there. Once again, these aren't Snicker bars, but sometimes the kids are happy.
Very good. Just a couple of alternatives there. Wanted to throw those out.
We'd like to say apples, right?
That's right.
Yeah, right. We can't do that anymore. Okay, thanks very much. We're back here with you next Saturday at 5 on Healthy Choices. And this is News Radio 590, KLBJ AM Austin.